The subject of immigration is quite fascinating to most Americans because they view themselves as a nation of immigrants. However, the early Britons, who came to what is today the United States, considered themselves settlers or colonists rather than immigrants. These people did not think they were moving to a new country. Instead, they thought they were settling new land for the mother country. There were also large numbers of Dutch, French, German, and Scotch-Irish settlers, as well as large numbers of blacks brought from Africa as slaves. At the time of independence from Britain in 1776, about 40% of people living in what is now the United States were not British. The majority of people, however, spoke English, and the traditions that formed the basis of life were mainly British traditions. We'll begin our discussion today with the period of history called the Great Immigration, which lasted from approximately 1830 to 1930. During this first stage of the Great Immigration, that is, between the years 1830 and 1860, the majority of immigrants came from Germany, Great Britain, and Ireland. Now, let's consider the second stage of the Great Immigration. The second stage was from 1860 to 1890, during which time another 10 million people arrived. Between 1860 and 1890, the majority of immigrants continued to be from Germany, Ireland, and Great Britain. However, during the second stage, a smaller but significant number of immigrants came from the Scandinavian nations of Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. The third stage of the Great Immigration, which lasted from 1890 to 1930, was the era of heaviest immigration. Between the years 1890 and 1930, almost 22 million immigrants arrived in the United States. Most of these new arrivals came from the southern European countries of Greece, Italy, Portugal, and Spain, and the eastern European countries of Poland and Russia.